This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know Dylan didn't pick this one out. Like, no. There is no doubt in my mind that Allie's the one that brought this to Dylan's attention. So I don't even want Dylan to.
Go ahead, Bo.
Where's the Mexican hat dance and stuff? Like,
they're coming. We got a long show.
I was gonna say we got a long show.
There's
we
a
got
lot.
Outs. We got all kinds of bumpers coming up, man. I do want to talk a little bit about the Iowa State stuff coming up in a minute. Fun conversation so far about how Allie's birthday was yesterday, and Grant. Grant being the Star Wars fan that he is, like, yeah, it's my unicorn. This is my dream girl. And I always love to hear from. So if you have a story about how you knew your spouse was the one, hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. We'd love to hear that, man. We'll get some of those out on the airwaves over the course of the next couple of hours. So appreciate you guys hanging out with us on your way in. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We'll get Allie's list here in just a second of best margaritas in town, which I've been told she's a little bit of a connoisseur. I told her she had to come with the Thunder or else Steak Shapiro would be in here just you know, beating the door down, which I'm sure he's compiled his own list. So we'll
see. I've already disagreed with her little list.
Uh-oh.
Her little list.
Yeah,
I love
dude.
It.
That, he's, it's demeaning, right?
I scheduled that tweet too Can early, didn't I?
Yep. Yes, you did.
Until I met Allie or I hung out with Allie like 2 weeks ago, I did not know a scheduled tweet was even a thing.
Well, you know.
So... That just shows you how good I am.
You also were in this business. You worked with two people who one is an impulse tweeter. Hi. And the other was a hater of Twitter. So, I mean, to have someone that embraces the full impact and reach of it is kind of rare for you.
I love it. Iowa State story in 2 seconds. I do want to highlight the fact, Bo, yesterday that Joey Logano, friend of the show, friend of the morning shift, Joey Logano won yesterday at Texas. And if you haven't followed this, I know Steakhouse talked about it a little bit. Joey Logano last week at Talladega, like, climbed all over his teammate Austin Cendric, who won. He got tweeted at by Chipper Jones, also friend of the show, Chipper Jones, at some point. And Chipper Jones was irate with Joey Logano, and Joey Logano has been dealing with questions all week. He ends up getting disqualified throughout after the race last week at Talladega. He wins at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday. Chipper Jones has to let out a tweet that's like, "Congrats to Joey Logano. That's what you should have been doing all along."
Yeah. Chipper Jones is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Same.
And I have gotten I've been lucky to work around him and with him in some ways in this business. And I like the human being that I've been around. This is where sports don't – this is what's hard for me because I didn't – I understood what he was saying, but he was wrong. Because being a teammate with Austin Cendric the way Joey Logano is not the same as standing next to – Jeff Blauser in the infield, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the same because in the end of the day, the only person Joey Logano really owes anything to are the guys on his crew, pit crew.
Yeah. And also, it's three-time NASCAR champion Joey Logano, too. He's not just a, you know, scrub.
Yeah. But I thought it was cool what Chipper did yesterday after Logano should not have won. Blaney should have won, but that wasn't Logano's fault. Logano did what he had to do. He won the race, and it was very fair. But, you know, I like Chipper reached out. That's what you should always be doing.
Yeah, I love it, man.
It's like, yeah, man, like, I don't know. And nobody hates a 22 car worse than I do.
Yeah. It's been interesting to see that back and forth. All right, let's do a little bit of this Iowa State story. And for those of y'all that have not seen it, there were five current or former Iowa State football staff members that were, disciplined over the weekend. 6,200. Check this out: 6,200 online bets totaling more than $100,000 on professional and college games. Now, you, Iowa State staffers, guys, this is not the quarterback coach, like equipment managers, right, medical staff, things like that. Like, there's been a big deal made about this, Bo, over the weekend about, oh, man, it's just another black guy on the NCAA. Like, is it – like, I honestly found it being a hard time. And I thought that over the last year we would have many more stories like this. I had a hard time really getting angry about this. It's like, you know, there's one guy that's a little bit egregious. And I get it, man. You don't want these things to happen. But I wasn't outraged in any way.
No. It's a problem in sports. It's been a problem for a long time in sports. Honestly, this isn't just something that just popped up. My favorite part of the article that I read was that something where it was like, you know, they're worried that this could hurt. The NCAA is worried about the effect it could have on the collegiate model and the integrity of it.
Yeah, what is the model?
Yeah, and where's the integrity? You got a guy, hold on, in the middle of spring practice, who decides he's in a contract dispute with his team where he already has a contract and just ups and leaves. And then his brother, who's at a different school, who just took money from said school, decides he's going to leave too. And now the school collective is suing that player for the money that he just upped and took. So save me your integrity lines, okay?
Yeah. I'm not sure why the NCAA is lying to itself and lying to everybody else when they think there's some kind of integrity involved. Now, granted, we're still waiting on that, the details of the House settlement to come out, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, there will be, revenue sharing and things like that put over the NCAA. But when I'm reading the details of this Iowa State story, and they're talking about there's no criminal charges, a couple of them don't even work there anymore, I'm just going back there going, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I here's the problem with it. For those of y'all that are like, this is not even an issue, I don't even know why they're, you know, being like, you don't want a situation where you have like an equipment staffer and let's just say like the medical guy comes in and he's like, hey man, need an extra knee brace for, you know, Mike Johnson for this weekend. He might not play, so we're gonna try to test it out with a knee brace. All of a sudden the equipment staffer's like, Mr. Bookie, Hey, I need $5,000 on Iowa versus Iowa State. It's not something you want to see. Although I will say, Iowa and Iowa State have both been at the helm for a lot of these situations. But I don't know what Dave Archer's got to say about that. But it's,
well, I don't think he cares much about Iowa, but I'm sure he's not happy about this with Iowa State. But, I mean, it's Iowa, dude. What else the hell is there to do? Drink, gamble, and maybe procreate. I don't know.
I can't believe a guy from Dallas, Georgia, saying something like that. You know what I mean? Like we're not, you know, we're not exactly the worldwide leader in entertainment
up
there in
Paulding. Yeah, but hold on. We got like Dallas, Georgia got like, or Paulding County has like two super Walmarts last time I checked.
Yeah.
And it's not like 12 below, so you can at least go outside and, you know, do
that's
something.
Actually a fair point.
You can go mudding in the wintertime, not, yeah, you know, go, I mean, they ice fish. Like I said, gamble, drink, procreate, and ice fish. I mean, what else are they going to do?
They do have the Iowa State Fair, which is huge. Like, people flock there from all over the country.
They got good short track racing up there.
I mean, that's like in September, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not year round. So.
Yeah. I don't know. The old Midwest, man. I will say, and we're going to go to Allie for margaritas. I made a drive to Chicago one time and drove through West Lafayette, which is home of Purdue. And I was like, what? And I went to school in Tuscaloosa, so it's not like we're a booming, you know, metropolitan area or anything.
Right,
but
right.
Like, I'm driving through West Lafayette going, what do y'all do around here for fun? Nonetheless, but Allie, I think they could drink margaritas on a day like today.
They could drink margaritas on a day like today. Of course, we got to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And let me preface that I'm an equal opportunity margarita fan. They're all beautiful.
Don't say Chili's. Like, just straight up. Like, do not. If you come in here with Chili's, I am going to lose my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you say it.
Don't they have the El Presidente?
Yeah, that's what equal opportunity. If she says on the border at any point in this, I will lose it.
Cut it. Cut my mic if that happens. Dude. No, they're all perfect in their own little way. And yes, like Mike, you mentioned, steak is probably going to come for me. Have some amendments to my list. But first,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I want to start with Jalisco and Peachtree Battle. It's a standard Mexican restaurant. You know exactly what you're getting here. It does not disappoint. And if I remember right, there's a CVS pharmacy right next to it. So you can go ahead and get your Advil.
Go ahead. I was going to say, go ahead, knock it out, get you a liquid IV. And look, I think this is important to go, before we go any further, I think it's important to ask, how do you take your margarita? Is it just straight house, salt on the rim? My wife puts a jalapeno in there.
Ugh.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, yeah, Texas
skinny
margarita.
Jalapeno margarita with tajin on the rim.
Skinny as in, like, the mixer is skinny or the actual tequila is skinny?
No, the mixer is skinny.
Because there is skinny tequila.
Yes,
and
there
I think it's absolutely horrendous. Like, absolutely. I know. God, I hope they never, like, reach out and want to sponsor the show. But it's, like, it is the worst stuff you can possibly put in a glass.
I believe it's technically just lime juice. Because one time I was out with my sister, and we're like, can we get more of, like, the mix? And they just brought us limes.
Limes.
We're like, oh, that's right.
Salty
we ordered
limes.
Skinny.
Throw them in there. All right. So, Jalisco, you said Peachtree Battle.
Yeah. Jalisco,
okay,
Peachtree Battle.
I don't think that I've ever been there. Now, yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Jalisco. Yeah. I don't know, man. You have to think back sometimes. You know, you guys are locals. You've lived here a long time. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I don't know. Is it Jalisco? Is that Taxco? No, that's not the same place. You're like, I don't know. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
All right. Next on the list, and I'm sure you've been to one of these, La Paria.
I'll
they
do.
Have locations
yes.
all over Atlanta. If you are looking for a party today, La Paria does it. I mean, they're going to have a DJ, mm-hmm. live music, all of that going on. I used to host those parties at La Paria on
Did
Cinco
you?
De Mayo. So.
Yeah.
And I love, if you want to avoid a headache with them, get their Texas margarita. Use a little bit upscale.
Yeah. Oh,
tequila
yeah.
Tequila in
there
that
you go.
One.
So this is, and Bo can vibe with this. This is the exact place that I'm talking about when my wife's like, I need a, you know, jalapeno. There's a La Paria they built right by the Mercedes headquarters up in Sandy Springs near mm-hmm. my house. Dude, we tear that place up. Tear that place up.
Yeah, I mean, my spot, y'all know my spot.
He's wearing a Cancun hat this morning.
I am wearing a Cancun hat. That's, to me, where the best margarita is. But, you know, I digress. But, yeah, La Paria's, they're everywhere. And they've been a staple. I mean, Allie knows this growing up in the metro area. I mean, there's one in every town. Multiple ones in every town. We got one down the road.
Yeah, they are everywhere. Another one you need to hit up if you're looking for a great margarita today is Bar Taco. They have a great selection of margaritas from watermelon to pineapple, or if you want to feel healthy while getting a little bit of a booze on, they have a green juice margarita as well. So you can get healthy while you're getting a little bit of a buzz.
Yeah, I will say, shout out and pour one out this afternoon, because the one in West Midtown, I believe, is shutting up shop,
no.
which is unfortunate. Although West Midtown struggled with some places like this, but you can still hit the one right there in Buckhead, across from like Johnny's Hideaway and all
yeah,
that. So they're all over the place.
That's a good spot.
It is.
I used to live right down the road from that. Never got, I don't want anything like that in my margarita, though. I mean, that's going to, I mean, I don't, that's, that, There might be a stench coming out of that restaurant by the time I leave.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right. TMI. Move on.
We'll move on to Super Rica. It's an Atlanta favorite. You can find one at the Battery, Krog, whatever the location. Yeah. This is an Atlanta favorite for a reason. The chips are undeniable. And you can't go wrong with their OG margarita or the five spice.
Phenomenal spot. Parenting hack. If any of you guys live in the perimeter area, there is a Super Rica perimeter that has, there's like four or five restaurants, and there's like a turf lawn in between, where on like Fridays in the afternoons, people just start showing up at like 3 o'clock, and their kids are going ballistic for about 3 hours as their parents just sit on the patios surrounding this and just pound out margarita. There's a hobnob right there. It's phenomenal, but I'm all on board with Super Ricas.
That is brilliant planning on that one. Okay, for my number one, I've chosen, drum roll. Verde Taqueria in Brookhaven.
Oh, yeah.
It has a soft place in my heart because this was my spot for years. And they have all kinds of Tex-Mex tacos, calamari tacos. But my absolute favorite, as I mentioned before, the jalapeno margarita. And I'm not saying, but I'm saying if you sit at the bar, they might give you free samples of shots up there.
They're very friendly.
I've actually never had the margaritas from Verde Taqueria, but I have had their tacos. And I've been there a couple of times. The Dirty Bird taco. Absolutely amazing.
So good.
I love it. I have to try one of the margs now.
Is that the place over there where the LA Fitness and everything and the Costco is?
No, this one's on Dresden, right?
Dresden, yeah, by right Kaleidoscope. And
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
It's right there by J.R. Christopher's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kaleidoscope. We used to go there. Like, I've been to that place a couple times. All those places run together for me, like the names of them. But, yeah, that place is pretty good. Nice. I don't know about the margaritas. I just normally got Dos Equis or whatever there.
The place you're talking about was at one point a Noche, and now I think it's a Red Pepper, the one you're talking about in town, Brookhaven.
Yeah.
Right there. It used to be, I used to live there. It used to be across from Smash Kitchen. Dylan knows what I'm talking about.
That's the guy that got that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That guy owned all those restaurants, and now he doesn't.
Yes. Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Man,
yeah.
Red Pepper.
No, I'm not
going
to go there. I'm just.
Red Pepper's so solid. I used to go to the one off Druid Hills all the time, man.
I mean, anywhere you're getting a margarita today, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I completely agree. As a matter of fact, if you guys have a spot that we did not name or Allie did not come up with, make sure you hit us up with that on the socials at 929 Morning Shift.
Just tell us where your favorite margarita is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell us where you like to go or where you might be celebrating today. Maybe it's at home. Maybe you're like, nobody can handle my own margaritas built at my house.
Yeah, remember, every answer is wrong except for Cancun's.
Where they have to go up there and get the Squid Billy special.
That's right.
I met a guy over the weekend that lived up near end of the woods, man. He had a lot of fun things to say about the old Woodstock, man. So, anyways.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become, and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.